Listening Library presents Louise Fitzhugh's Harriet the Spy.
Book 1. Chapter 1.
Harriet was trying to explain to Sport how to play town. "See, first you make up the name of the town, then you write down the names of all the people who live in it. You can't have too many or it gets too hard. I usually have 25. Sport was tossing a football in the air. They were in the courtyard of Harriet's house on East 87th Street in Manhattan. "Then, when you know who lives there, you make up what they do. For instance, Mr. Charles Handley runs the filling station on the corner." Harriet spoke thoughtfully as she squatted next to the big tree, bending so low over her notebook that her long, straight hair touched the edges. "Don't you want to play football?" Sport asked. "Now listen, Sport, you never did this, and it's fun. Now over here, next to this curve in the mountain, we'll put the filling station. So if anything happens there, you remember where it is." Sport tucked the football under his arm and walked over to her. "That's nothing but an old tree root. What do you mean a mountain?" "That's a mountain. From now on, that's a mountain. Got it?" Harriet looked up into his face. Sport moved back a pace. "Looks like an old tree root," he muttered. Harriet pushed her hair back and looked at him seriously. "Sport, what are you going to be when you grow up?" "You know what? You know I'm going to be a ball player." "Well, I'm going to be a writer. And when I say that's a mountain, that's a mountain."